is here next week, and his name is John Loretz. Please give him a big welcome.
Thanks, Ellen. Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Ira. If you'd indulge me for just a minute, like we didn't have enough to worry about with terrorists taking over the country and everything, you might have heard, read in the news over the last day or so about some Greenpeace activists who got arrested in Russia for doing a protest at an oil rig up in the Arctic Sea. I found out this morning that one of them is a good personal friend of mine who I've known for about 15 years now, Roman Dolgoff, and Roman's sitting in a little cage right now. So we had a conference call about this where I work this afternoon and decided that we need to get some letters out to the Russian embassies around the world to ask for the immediate release of these folks. If you felt like it and wanted to send a letter or make a phone call to the Russian embassy in New York at the UN and just ask respectfully, of course, because we really want them to do it, for the immediate release of these activists who are looking at 2 months without a trial at the very least, I'd appreciate it. My friend Roman would appreciate it, and so would the other folks who are sitting there right now. So. Lots of people, most everybody answers the question, what's Dylan's best song, in their own way. This is my answer. Tricks when you're trying to be so quiet. We sit here stranded. We're all doing our best to deny it. And Louise holds her hand full of rain, tempting you to defy it. Lights flicker from the opposite loft. In this room, the heat pipes just cough. The country music station plays soft, but there's nothing, really nothing to turn off. Just Louise and her lover, so entwined. And these visions of Johanna that conquer my mind. In the empty lot where the ladies play, blind man's bluff with the keychain, and the all-night girls, they whisper of escapades out on the D train. You can hear the night watchman click his flashlight, ask himself if it's him or them who should be insane. But Louise, she's all right, she's just near. She's delicate, she seems like the mirror. But she just makes it all too concise and too clear that Johanna's not here. The ghost of electricity howls in the bones of her face.
where these visions of Johanna have now taken my place. Now, little boy lost, he takes himself so seriously. Of his misery, he likes to live dangerously. And when bringing her name up, he speaks of her farewell kiss to me. He sure got a lot of gall to be so useless and dull, muttering small talk at the wall while I'm in the hall. How can I explain? It's so hard to get on. And these visions of Johanna, they kept me up. The museums, infinity goes up on trial. Voices echo, this is what salvation must be like after a while. But Mona Lisa must have had the highway blues. You can tell by the way she smiles. Primitive wallflower freeze, where the jelly-faced women all sneeze. Hear the one with the mustache say, geez, I can't find my knees. Jewels and binoculars hang from the head of the mule, where these visions of Johanna, they make it all seem so cruel. The fiddler now speaks to the countess, who's pretending to care for him, saying, name me someone who's not a parasite, and I'll go out and say a prayer for him. But like Louise always says, you can't look at much Kenyan man as she herself prepares for him. And Madonna, she still has not showed. We see this empty cage now corrode, where her cape of the stage once had flowed. The fiddler, he now steps to the road. He writes, everything's been returned, which was owed. On the back of the fish truck that loads, while my conscience explodes. The harmonicas play, the skeleton keys and the rain. And these visions of Johanna are now all that remains.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, John Loretz will be featuring here next week. Accompanying him will be Kenny Seltzer, and his wife Ann Sandstrom will come up on one number. And I wanted to mention that they've volunteered on November 12th. They're going to guest host and introduce some of the open micers. And I want to tell you, you're all welcome to be guest hosts anytime. Just get in touch with me. You can do a few introductions or a lot of introductions.